What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
If you love the Self-Helpless podcast, you will love the comedic mental health podcast with over 1 million downloads, Burning in Hell. Hannah Berner, comedian and cast member on Bravo's Summer House, gets her guests to discuss their own personal hells. She interviews comedians, reality stars, and influencers who are admired for their good looks, massive followings, dream jobs, and luxurious lifestyles. But Hannah gets them to open up about their biggest insecurities, fears, and anxieties. Some amazing guests include Nikki Glaser, Drake Bell, Krista Stefano, and Ryan Serhant. You should check it out on iTunes or Spotify. That's B-E-R-N-I-N-G in hell. And you guys, Hannah did our show as well. Her episode is called Redirection. So highly recommend checking it out and giving the show a listen.
Also, remember that our Self-Helpless live tour kicks off this weekend, Saturday, January 25th at 1 p.m. in San Francisco at Punchline Comedy Club.
Yes!
We're so excited to see you guys. We're doing a live podcast. Go to kelseycook.com for tickets, or you can go to the Sketchfest website and get tickets that way. All right, let's get into the episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And lovely Taylor Tomlinson is still out sick, unfortunately, but we've got a great guest today. You might know him. You've maybe heard him a couple times before. My lovely husband and comedian, Kane Holloway.
Woo! Yeah. Bam, bam. Bam, bam. I think the last time you were on the show, you were proposing to Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. And this time it's a whole other lifestyle change. Oh my god,
I cannot wait to talk to you about this. I don't want to spoil anything, but I had no idea what was going on until this morning when Kelsey told me. So yeah. I'm very excited to dig into this.
It's upsetting.
It's just, he's not happy about
I have a lot of opinions about how we got here. So I don't feel like I'm assassinating my character by this lifestyle change.
Sure, well, absolutely. Whatever. Hey, well, you know what? We'll dig in. We'll, mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
Just a sneak peek. Delaney is converting more people to her plant-based vegan lifestyle.
I have not done anything. Actually, I want to clear something up. This is actually not my topic pick. This is Taylor's topic pick. I was not going to pick Game Changers for my topic pick for a lot of reasons. A, I don't want to get any more messages about how I'm a pushy vegan and all that good stuff. So I do want to say this was Taylor's topic. She's bummed that she can't make it, but she did send me a couple things that we can add on her behalf and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
But
yeah, if you guys, you know, you want to know what we're talking about, we are talking about the Netflix documentary Game Changers. The Game Changers tells the story of James Wilkes, an elite special forces trainer and the ultimate fighter winner, as he travels the world on a quest to uncover the optimal diet for human performance, showcasing elite athletes, special ops soldiers, visionary scientists, cultural icons, and everyday heroes. What James discovers permanently changes his understanding of food and his definition of true strength. And the way he kind of did this is Wilkes suffered an injury and wanted to explore all scientific research concerning the best way for athletes to recover from injuries. So that's kind of what inspired his journey.
Yeah.
So
it's very, you know, there's a billion documentaries out there now about veganism and plant-based and all that stuff. And this is the first one I've watched that's really has an emphasis on athletes and people's athletic performance, and it's mind blowing.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was like really well done. I mean, it's all about athletic performance and sexual performance, and they also incorporate biology and like history. And it was funny too. Like there was really funny
really
moments,
well done.
And I just thought it was overall so good and so enjoyable. And even as somebody who does eat plant-based, it's been my favorite documentary as well.
Mine
and,
too.
You know, I have watched some of the nutrition ones and some of the animal stuff and some of the environmental stuff. And I thought this one left you, I think it leaves you feeling like motivated and positive instead of kind of maybe sad or helpless.
Or shamed.
So
many of the documentaries, I think, just, they make you feel like shit if you don't change your lifestyle immediately.
Right.
And they don't, I think some of them don't do a very good job of really putting in front of you proof of what's happening. Sometimes they just throw out these crazy stats. Remember, what was the one we didn't like? What the Health?
I hated What the Health. I wanted to eat that guy.
Right.
It was a flagrant attempt at trying to be dishonest to change people into being vegan. That was the biggest vegan propaganda films I've ever seen. As soon as he was like, the biggest flaw it has is he's like, he calls up like a chicken joint that sells like raw chicken. And then once that, like, he gets somebody on the phone, he's like, yeah, can you tell me about the carcinogen levels in your chicken? And the person on the other end of the phone, like, just started that day. So they're like, yeah. Sorry, sir. I wish I could help you with this. And then he fades them out from talking. And then he goes, nobody could answer my questions. And it's like, oh, go fuck yourself. God. And then all of a sudden he throws these stats like, if you eat a stick of butter, it's like you might as well just smoke a pack of cigarettes. It's like, well, who the fuck's doing that? And now I don't trust anything you say.
I agree. It wasn't my favorite because some of the approaches I wasn't into. However, I completely shat on this film when we did. This was like, what,
over a year.
2 years ago or a year ago?
Yeah.
I shat on it as well. I don't know if he should have been the face of the
documentary.
Maybe there would have been a better approach or like a different spokesperson than I think. But I do agree with all of the links he was talking about, all the backers of these studies that are coming out. They're all funded by the meat industry.
Right.
That all stuff I totally agree with and believe. I do think the approach could have been different.
The approach was
not great bedside manner. Not great bedside manner.
Just like he would go, he'd be like, if you eat a chicken breast, it's like smoking. And then he would show us a pig's face. And you're just like, good Lord Almighty, stop shaming me.
So how did Game Changers for you compare to watching something like that?
Well, Game Changers didn't want to make me feel like a piece of shit. I was like, I could have been, and I think I might have been eating In-N-Out while watching it.
Yeah.
And I still was like, I'm going to finish this burger.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to rethink my life.
Yeah.
But he wasn't trying to make me feel bad. He was trying to show his side of why.
Right.
And then everyone else had a side of why. And each one was like, each one of them wasn't like, you're a piece of shit. Each one of them was like, this is my personal journey. The guy who flipped a car.
Oh my God.
Because
Strongest Man.
Oh yeah. Baboumian. What's his name?
Yeah.
Patrick Baboumian.
Oh my gosh. That
He's
guy.
An Iranian born German Armenian strongman and former bodybuilder, famous for carrying, listen to this number, 1,224 pounds for 10 meters.
Mm-hmm.
The man physically flips a car in the documentary.
Yeah.
He's like one of the strongest men in the world, and he's a vegan.
And tells one of the saddest stories as to why he wants to be so strong.
I know. Oh my gosh.
So it's about taking care of himself and others.
Right.
While in the process, like the side effect of that is taking care of the animals and not polluting the planet.
Right.
But it comes from his own personal journey.
Right.
He doesn't have this higher agenda of like trying to push veganism on people.
Sure. I think everybody's motivated by different things. And I think it shows you several things that people are motivated by in this documentary. Instead of just kind of focusing on one thing, mm-hmm. it shows sexual performance,
yes.
sexual health. It shows nutrition. It does a little bit of animal stuff, but not much. It does talk a little bit about the environment, but I think it was a well-rounded documentary. And there's just, oh my God, there's so many things to say about it.
Oh my
so
God, yeah.
What I love about this documentary, and I think what makes it so different, is that you see these big, strong, sexy, burly men.
Yeah.
And they are telling other men, hey, dude, the things that we've been told about masculinity and diet and everything is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's up.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a vegan. I did not know that.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's so powerful, because I'm so excited to hear your perspective, Kane, because as a female, it's never been ingrained in me like, oh, to be a real woman, you got to eat meat. And to be a real woman, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think, Kelsey, no. I don't know if we've ever dealt with that stuff. And so when people find out I've gone vegan or I went plant-based, or like, okay, whatever. I still get shit. Don't get me wrong. But it's not about my masculinity. It's not about me being soft. It's not about, I think guys can get a lot of shit from other dudes for making these changes. But when you find out about what's really going on, and actually the more virile men are the men who are plant-based, is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So as a dude, is that any of that, you know, hold up? Like, were you told that, or was that ingrained, or how does that work?
I mean, I'm a lot less inclined to give a shit what other guys think of me now that I'm older.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I
have my friends, and when I tell them, like, I'm done doing that, whatever shit they give me, they're still going to be my friends.
Right.
So, but when I was a kid, yeah, my dad and pretty much every man in my world was like, this is how men are supposed to act, and I eat everything. Like,
yeah.
I am not a picky eater.
Right.
If it's on there and I go, what is that? Then they tell me, and I'm like, oh, I guess I like curry or whatever the fuck.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
So I was never a picky eater, so I never had to worry about. But I was told like, these things are feminine. These things are male, and a lot of it was. And oh my God, my dad would cook big pots of homemade chili. With ground beef chili, and then he'd have green chili with chunks of pork, and then not only that, he'd make another big pot of ground beef tacos with shredded cheese and sour cream and anything.
Just a whole farm in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then we would shoot crows. Like, it was a whole thing.
Fun for the whole family.
Is that a bald eagle? Cacao!
Shoot crows.
I mean, anything we could do to kill something.
Right.
And then
this is not enough.
Feed it to our dog, which was also a boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was my childhood growing up. And we were all fat. All big fat, could hardly get up out of our seats. But we were the kind of guys that you play sick, you play hurt, you don't call in sick to work. You know, you get like you eat that burger and then you get on third base or whatever. Or you catch that football, you get tackled.
Right.
It doesn't matter how you feel. Don't be a pussy.
Mm.
That was a,
yeah.
You play like you continue to do things. I thought when you're saying play sick, I thought you meant like act sick.
No, no, no. Oh, no, no.
You show up even
you
if
show
you show up.
Up.
It doesn't matter if you have the flu, if you have pneumonia, you show up sick. Like when I've broken bones and my dad has just been like, get out there.
Oh, my God.
Just get out there. You're good.
Jesus.
Like taped up fingers and
holy
then went back
shit,
out to play.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can't relate to that. That did that.
That was not my reality.
My mom's like, are you not feeling good? You should stay home from school.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. I sneezed one time.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Oh my God. My mom, let's go Beanie Baby shopping instead. That was exactly what we would do.
So what were the biggest moments in this documentary that stuck out to you guys?
Well, we talked before about this, like the strongest man in the world or one of them, Patrick Baboumian. He said something that absolutely shattered my brain and the concept of, like, you know, what manly men eat.
Yep.
He was like, when people found out I was going plant-based or vegan, they'd be like, well, how are you going to be as strong as an ox? And he said, well, if I want to be as strong as an ox, I'm going to eat what an ox eats.
Yeah.
And isn't that just,
yeah, I've
like,
never seen an ox eat meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you as strong as an ox if you're not eating meat? And his response is, have you ever seen an ox eating meat?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing. All the biggest animals on the planet, the elephants and the gorillas and the rhinoceros, all these, like, right? They're all eating plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
all eating plants.
Yeah. Oh, that was a big moment. Not the, like, I love Patrick. I mean, he was the best part. And then you see Arnold. And then my little boy brain is like, the Terminator eats plants? Oh, my God. And specifically T2 Terminator. Because that was my daddy.
I think it's important that they used him in it because he was this former, like, huge bodybuilding champion
yeah.
who ate meat.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he knows. He's coming at it from this perspective of, like, look,
yeah.
I did the thing, man. I ate all the steaks.
Yeah.
I did everything. And now I eat vegan and I feel so much better and stronger.
Right.
Like, who better to listen to than the guy who did it at, like, the utmost meat
yeah.
bodybuilding level?
Yeah. Like the peak of masculinity, you know,
yes.
growing up and stuff. And, like, you have all these athletes who are like, look, I've done both. Here's what it was like when I was eating X, Y, and Z, and now here's what it's like. All these athletes, there's just like one after the other, all over the place, cyclists and runners and all this stuff. Every single one of them, like, broke their records. You have the oldest Olympic athlete in the game, that female cyclist,
yes.
right? She was 39 and a half when she won the
yes.
medal, right? And, like, all these crazy things. A big thing that stuck out to me, which I think we all forget, is, like, advertising is very powerful. Marketing is very powerful. And so those commercials of, like, real men eat meat and all that stuff, that's what they used to do with cigarettes back in the day.
Yeah.
They used to promote, hey, smoke cigarettes are good for you. They were advertising pregnant women smoking cigarettes on these ads. They were having doctors smoking cigarettes on these ads. And we forget, like, wait a minute, now we know how terrible that is for you. And now there's all these parallels with animal products and the same type of stuff, and the same things are going on.
Yeah.
The same things are going on to right. keep it hidden, to confuse the public.
Yeah,
they talk about, hey, they talk about, like, creating confusion is better than not doing anything. Because at least if the consumer is confused enough, they're probably not going to make the change, and we're still going to make a shit ton of money from them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Oh, it's fascinating stuff.
Well, and then they show you clips, and you can even say people out there who want to maybe say, like, this documentary can maybe be confusing because it'll show you things.
Yeah.
But it actually shows you times that the meat industry is telling you, hey, butter's okay again. It's actual
yeah.
clips from news outlets that are like, we can eat butter. And then it cuts over and it's like, okay, eggs are good again.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why do they stop being good all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Why did they all of a sudden raise our cholesterol? And now they don't raise our cholesterol.
Yeah.
You got to keep it. And no one has ever said, like, hey, we can have carrots again. No one's ever said that.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
No one's ever said, don't eat that carrot.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Broccoli's back, guys.
Broccoli's back.
That is a great point. That is so weird.
And they don't need to create that confusion.
No.
But they need to create it for the meat industry so that it keeps people on their toes.
Yeah,
like,
this.
Are we eating eggs? Are we not eating eggs?
Right.
I'm eating eggs. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And if you want to eat eggs, eat eggs. No one's stopping you from eating eggs.
Right.
But there are attacking on both sides. There are hardcore vegans that are like, every part of the animal is bad, and the meat industry is shit. So then the meat industry has to combat, and it's just like this never-ending war.
It's very combative, and that's why all this is very much like, it's got to be self-discovery. It's got to be like a solo journey.
Yeah.
Nobody can push you into it or tell you what to do or anything.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you got to look it up for yourself and what's best for you. Like, you
yeah.
can't, you know, nobody can be pushed into this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
If, like, after a month of this and I still feel the same kind of tired as I did when I was eating meat, mm-hmm. well, then I'll just go back to eating meat because then obviously there's something else wrong with me. I got to go see a doctor. Mm. But I do think that, and that's the greatest thing about this thing, is it ends and then you want to go, let me try it.
Right.
I want to try it. There's no other, and it doesn't show just men. That's the other thing I like. Yeah. They show some of the most muscular women you'll ever see in your life running at full speed. Right. Eating fucking celery sticks.
I loved the basketball team part where they're all eating that. Oh my God, how good did that meal look with all like the chicken wings?
The NFL team.
Was it the NFL team?
The
That's
Titans.
Right. Oh, right. The Titans. I'm such a sports person. the chicken wings and all like the cheesecake and all this stuff. And they're talking about their experience. And didn't they like make the playoffs or something going plant-based?
They had one of their best seasons ever.
And it's, we all have that same reaction, like, oh, I could never do that. I could never give that up. Oh, but bacon, right? And then it's like, oh, this is actually really delicious and simple, and like I feel really good. You know, it's like everybody kind of talks about the before and after and like all the things they were talking about. What'd you guys think about the boner study?
Dude.
I love the boner study.
I mean,
who doesn't love a good boner study?
I loved the boner study.
Could not believe that. Okay, so let's describe this for people.
Yes.
So they brought, was it three college basketball kids? Players?
Three young virile men.
Yeah, three young college kids, I
shouldn't think. Have any boner problems.
Right.
Yes,
right.
All athletes. So they lined them up and they gave them each a different kind of burrito over the course of 3 days, right? So wasn't it one day?
Yeah, the first night they had burritos with meat in them.
Yeah.
Like a chicken, beef, pork, whatever. And then the next night they fed them a plant-based burrito with just plants or meat substitutes in them. So basically, right?
But it was three. I thought it was three nights. I mean, maybe not. Anyway.
Two nights,
but okay. So they did do like completely. One is like meat and one is just plant-based. And then they put, what is it, like a cloth device around their dick.
Yeah, it was like a circular thing that could measure. Basically, the whole point was to measure how long the erections are, how hard.
And the width.
Yeah, how hard their erections are, how long they're lasting, and how many are they getting. That was the whole thing.
And they would measure it overnight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they plopped down the packet of results in front of the guys. And it was astronomically different.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. How, like, many more boners they got when they ate plant-based.
Right.
How much longer their boners lasted.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that their dicks got that much bigger.
Yeah. That, like, hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one increased by like 400% or something. Like it was like outrageous numbers. I'm trying to find it in my notes. But it was pretty crazy. And that was just one meal. That was just one meal, like, before you go to bed, because
the
study was happening while they slept. And so as they're sleeping, dudes get boners all night, apparently. And
all night, every night. It's insane.
I did not realize.
It's upsetting.
It is that's why I think I shouldn't switch so I can have a sleepy penis, because I am upset.
That sounds exhausting.
We're calling this episode Sleepy Penis.
Oh my God.
But how often I wake up, it's just upsetting.
Wow.
Dude, it was, it was, everybody improved. Everybody's boner situation improved. And it was just funny to see these college guys' reactions. Like, okay, what are you going to do on Valentine's Day? You know, like, take her to Veggie Grill, bro.
Yeah. Fucking skip the steak. You try to,
but just one meal. I mean, even if you're, even if you don't go like full plant based, just knowing that one meal before you have some kind of night like that, or one meal before you go play basketball.
Yeah,
how much of a game changer that can be? Because even with them, was this the basketball players where they did the same study, but they checked their blood?
Yes.
So they did. They did.
No, that was the Dolphins.
It was the Dolphins?
I think it was three wide receivers.
Okay, cool. So anyway. Same kind of situation, but with three athletes.
Yeah.
They did the same thing where it's like, here's a meat-based burrito, here's a plant-based burrito or something like that. And the studies, they show you the vial of blood right in front of you. This is what your blood looks like when you ate meat, and this is what your blood looks like when you had the plant-based burrito. And I mean, how insane was that?
Dude,
how cloudy their blood and fatty their blood was just from one meal or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the difference of one meal and how clear the blood was when it was just a burrito, one plant-based burrito. Like, that's insane. And that's happening every day. You're building up that every single day. If you're eating meat or you're eating, you know, animal products every day.
Think about a dude's dick if he had plant-based for like a month. His dick would be like Popeye's arm, just like fucking
We'll check
pulsating.
In with
Kate. I'll come back on to it. I'll be a quick 5-minute guest set on the show. My dick doing great. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, sorry, I have to go jerk off.
I found it. So yeah, for the erection study, like one of them increased like 87%, I think, in hardness. That's probably not the technical term they use. 477%. And I think that was the duration and how many times they were getting it. I mean, and then the other person was 312%. I mean, these are outrageous numbers. They're not like, you increased 5%. Congrats. You increased 400 fucking percent, bro. Yeah. This is damn. Like, that's insane. Oof.
If there's ever been, I mean, like, why was this not the very first documentary out there to get people to go vegan?
I know,
they had to do it wrong before they did it right, I think. I really do think that that's how it works when you're trying to implement something that is foreign to everybody.
Right.
And that you do all of the wrong things, so eventually you can make one that's right. And even that documentary still has a bunch of shit that people want to say is not helpful.
Like, of course.
Like I posted a joke video of Chris Farley yelling at an egg. And then the caption is me 2 days into my plant-based diet. Because he just doesn't want to eat it, but he's so hungry. So he goes, no!
Yeah.
And he like throws it down. So somebody in the comment section gives me a link to a men's health website about Game Changers and how it cherry picks data of veganism. But you're like, and I read it and I read the whole thing and it's like, yeah. But that's with any documentary, like the meat industry, like look at the two different Fyre Festival documentaries.
Yeah.
The Netflix one was paid by the people who did Fyre Festival. And then the Hulu one is from the people who were like, fuck Fyre Festival.
Right.
But they all have their agendas.
Right.
And this one is the least attacky.
Yeah, of course. And I just want to say, show me one person who's reversed heart disease on a meat-based diet. Show me one person who's reversed diabetes on a meat and dairy-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. The only diet that can reverse those diseases is a plant-based diet. And that's what you see over and over again, whether you watch fucking What the Health or Forks Over Knives or any of this other shit, they have to try to cover that up.
Yeah,
they have
exactly.
to, because if everybody knew, a handful of people would lose billions of dollars.
Which affects all these other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing is like, go ahead, talk shit about the documentary all you want.
Absolutely.
But let's be real. We all know that. We've all seen the result, like the results people can get. If you've ever tried it, you have felt the results yourself. Like, come on. Can we all just like calm the fuck down with this now?
Right.
It's not outrageous to know that.
When you go to the doctor, how many times do you hear a doctor, he doesn't have any cameras around him, and he'll tell you, don't eat so much fucking meat, don't have so much dairy in your diet.
Yeah.
And then you'll come home and you'll see a commercial for milk, and you'll be like, but what's the truth?
Right.
It's like, that guy's not trying to sell you anything. He's trying to keep you alive.
Exactly. Right. Kels, what about you?
Yeah, so, okay, I mean, I mentioned, I feel like it wasn't that long ago, maybe a few months back, where we were talking about my efforts to get rid of deli meat.
Yeah,
and that, because deli meat is a known carcinogen, that was still something I was clinging on pretty hard to, and then for a while I was like, well, I guess I'll just do canned tuna, and Delaney's just like, it's the fucking same, stop doing that, just don't eat them. Anyway, I have been deli meat free, any sort of processed meat free for at least 4 months.
Holy shit.
Whenever that started. Maybe half a year ago. I stopped buying it completely.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
I thought you knew.
I mean, I thought you kind of weeded it out a little bit, but I think it was just, I thought you were just like a couple times a week you were doing something different.
No. Cold turkey. No pun intended.
Oh, wow.
No actual turkey.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
You should be a comedian.
Thank you so much. So basically for the last however many months that's been, maybe 6 months now, my breakfast and lunch have been vegan, have been plant-based. I have a veggie fruit protein smoothie in the morning, and then my lunch is a veggie wrap.
Yeah.
dinner is what has continued to be the time that I eat meat.
Yeah.
But we have, like, you know, here and there we would incorporate the Beyond Burger, stuff like that. But after watching Game Changers, we decided to switch our HelloFresh to the vegetarian option.
Yeah.
And then, like, go buy, you know, Beyond Burger's meat if we want to add stuff in. But Kane and I are really trying to make, like, an actual concerted effort now to be...
I don't even want to say
just,
it.
Just say plant-based. Cover your, you know...
Shut up, Delaney. I love it so much. It's like, you know, when you told me for so long, like, dude, just try some of that Candida diet stuff. And yeah. I was like, no. And then I did. I'm like, my skin is clear in 7 days.
Oh, what a weird shocker.
And you were just like, yeah, bitch, I fucking told you. I'm not saying I told you. I'm just saying I had a feeling, especially Kelsey, I had a feeling Kelsey would come to some of this on her own. And I think Taylor is also probably going to mm-hmm. as well, because we're all very similar in certain ways and we love self-improvement and we like learning and studying and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait.
I've had to be really gradual with it.
Me too. Yeah.
So there's something of like when I did the Candida cleanse and have, you know, stuck with that for got over 5 years now, I needed to for my physical health. Like, I mean, that was at a medical point where I was like, I'm going to continue to be really sick if I don't stop this. So I was able to do that pretty intensely, but because I am on the Candida cleanse, there's so many things I can't eat with that, and because of my food allergies, meat has always been something to me that, like, I'm not allergic to. Mm-hmm. So I have associated a lot of positive feelings with meat.
Yeah.
And what I'm learning more and more now is I had very outdated ideas of meat substitutes, because like a long time ago it kind of used to just be tofu.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, and tofu's disgusting.
Back in the day, I mean, that things have come so far with plant-based, and we're fortunate enough to live in an area that has, like, Whole Foods and these sort of grocery stores that have so many options.
Oh,
it's pretty...
And restaurants.
And restaurants. Yeah. Living in Los Angeles, it is very different than, I'm sure, if you live in, like, the middle of Wyoming or something.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm starting to crack that door open more and more and go, maybe it's possible for me to be somebody that stops eating meat entirely.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting like a deadline on myself, but I am continuing to gradually like leave meat behind.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yeah. And I was just telling you guys before we started recording, I was like, it's so funny because I felt like I was always pretty open-minded for the most part about some of this stuff. And it took me gradually over the course of like a year to eventually do it. And
yeah,
a few people around me were so vehemently opposed to going plant-based, and they fucking changed cold turkey. And I think that's so hilarious, is that what I'm finding is sometimes the people who are so resistant to it change the quickest and become even more passionate about being a vegan than even the ones who are like, yeah, I'm open to it, I'll try it. And I just think that's such a, I don't know what it is about just like that passion can just get flipped to being passionate about the other side of it. I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, I love it so much, obviously. I think, you know, it's like... been very positive in my life.
I need to see how I feel on it. I need to like really give it trying it for a full month of no meat and see how I physically feel, because I do know some people who, and it may be like they're not on the right vitamins or whatever, but I know some people who went vegan and did not feel very good physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, what's your opinion on that?
I think it can be hard to switch. If you are eating a certain way, not being vegan, and you decide to try to change everything all at once, I think you could be missing some stuff. Like, if you're like, I don't, he's like, okay, I'm going to go out to this restaurant. I don't exactly know what I can eat, so I'm going to just order the fries and beer because I, you know what I mean? And it's like, you do that enough times, you're going to feel like shit, you know?
Yeah,
and so if you're not really substituting things properly, you're just not eating healthy. You know what I mean? Like if you are just confused about what to cook, how to do it, you know, where to find substitutes and all that, I think people tend to not eat versus eat the wrong thing on accident or something. And I think it's just I think you just have to kind of learn more about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, like this documentary and so many say, like, We all get plenty of protein. All protein comes from plants. You're not going to be protein deficient. The whole B12 thing is like we all should be taking B12 supplements because we're no longer getting them as like from our food because all the chlorine and pesticides and stuff are killing them, right? Mm-hmm. And so we should all be on B12 basically. But even that, like even if you aren't, you're probably fine. Like that's basically. And then the soy thing is like, yeah, soy doesn't have estrogen. There's phytoestrogens in soy, which actually blocks real estrogen. The real estrogen's actually in animal products. So if you are eating animal products, that's where you're getting the harmful estrogen. I just think you just, I don't know. You just got to kind of research stuff. But also, there's a lot of unhealthy vegan food. There's a lot of unhealthy vegan food. And so just because you're eating...
South Park did a whole thing on it.
Right. Like just because you're eating vegan hamburgers and vegan ice cream and vegan hot dogs doesn't mean you're going to feel better than if you're eating non-vegan hot dogs and burgers and stuff. Yes, you're not getting you're not ingesting the hormones and antibiotics and disease and anything else, but it's still not a healthy, balanced diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see how the Titans were eating? I mean, it was all vegan, but it was all garbage. Yeah. It was mac and cheese and fucking cheesecake. Like, it's vegan versions of that. So they're still eating like football players.
Right.
So if you eat like a football player and then you go to your desk and go to your job where you sit down and fucking fix computers or whatever, you're not going to lose any weight. You might be, like they say, sitting for long periods of time is very harmful to you. You know, you should be active as well as knowing what you're eating.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you eat a burger that's not vegan, and then you eat a salad that's not vegan or something like that, you're going to feel maybe a little bit different after those meals. Same thing with a vegan burger and a vegan salad or something.
Right.
Like, it might feel a little bit similar to you. However, because you're not ingesting some of those additional things, I have felt better immensely. Like, having vegan ice cream versus non-vegan ice cream, I mean, I don't have the crazy bloating. I don't have the crazy farting. Like, I mean, I don't have the diarrhea.
Right.
Like, there are huge differences. But yeah, I had a lot of sugar in that non-vegan ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How do you feel now, Kane? Like, are you... You were saying that you kind of want to have your last hurrah of like, well, let's go to all of our favorite restaurants in LA, serve beef, eat what we want to eat, and then you're ready to just like dive in.
Yeah. So for anybody who out there feels like, because I've heard before you guys get like complaints from people who are like, I just don't attack me for eating meat. This is not anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm currently on I'm going to eat as many things that have hearts and souls as I can.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so horrible.
So you're on that right now. So you haven't.
Well, no, like Kelsey.
God, souls too. That just is so mean.
Well, Kelsey switches everything in the house. It's like that scene from Pulp Fiction when Sam Jackson's like, you know, I don't usually get hamburgers because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. So I'm a lot like Jules from Pulp Fiction. Whatever's in the fridge is what she can have. Therefore, I eat that stuff. Like, I haven't had peanut butter in a really long time. And bread is like I have to get it on my own. You know, like the things that she can't have, like cheese and stuff.
Right.
It's not something we usually have. And so I'm already like weaning myself off. Plus, you know, I've quit smoking. I've gone sober. Like, there's a bunch of, like, I used to drink Rockstars twice, maybe three times a day.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I loved fucking my body up, man. It's my favorite thing to do. So.
Ugh, you were such
garbage.
Garbage person.
White trash. That's what you married. And, but I, you know, there was two moments that were really crucial to, because again, I was sitting here just watching it with her. I wasn't going to be a guest on the show. I was just sitting here with my wife while she does some research for her podcast.
Right.
And as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh God, oh no. Oh no, I also want to do the ropes for an hour. Oh God.
Yeah. We have to talk about that too.
I also want to bench press whatever that big fucking silver thing is that he has. But it was when they got to, what was it, Zimbabwe? Is that where they were?
Oh, the rhinoceros guy?
The rhinoceros.
Was he like a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
That motherfucker almost made me cry over rhinos.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Like, you're watching these rhinos, and then he's like, I'm training these guys to protect these endangered rhinos from fucking horrible poachers.
Right.
And, but he's like, then I was such a hypocrite. I'd go home and I'd put fucking meat in my face.
Right.
And as he's like talking about it, then they show the face of the rhino chewing on some grass. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was so upset at how upset I was over these fucking rhinos. And specifically the guy. Not even really just the rhinos. It was the guy's emotional attachment to these animals, realizing his own hypocrisy.
Right.
And then when he changed, and when Big Chops Magoo flipped the car because his family was killed in a car accident and he wants to be a superhero.
Right.
I'm like, you're fucking ringing all my bells.
Yeah.
And,
So
it finished and I looked at her, looked at Kelsey and it's like, oh no, I think we need to go plant-based.
We didn't even get all the way through the documentary before Kane said that. Kane was like,
oh my God,
we need to be plant-based.
Yeah. I am shocked right now because what was this a month ago, Kane? Were we all like sitting in the car going on a double date or something somewhere, right? And you were like, fucking plant-based. And it was so funny, the mad shit that was spewing from your mouth.
Talking so much shit.
Vegan stuff and like, oh my God, you said something that was so fucking funny and I can't remember. It was like, I don't know if one of your friends or family said, like, oh, stop telling me that Delaney's like doing all this vegan stuff. I don't want to dislike her. She's really cool. Something funny like that, as a joke, right?
Oh, stop. Yeah, stop telling me that she's a staunch vegan because I still want to find her funny.
Right. And it was just like all this stuff. And I was like, I know, right? And to hear this happen so quickly from one instance. And so I'm really actually surprised that you were the most motivated by the, like, does it sound like the rhino thing or was it everything?
It was Arnold. It was Chops Magoo. It was the rhinos and it was the guy protecting the rhinos. And then it was all these other guys that were learning how to protect the rhinos. It wasn't even the fucking guy who started the documentary. As far as I was concerned, he could have died at the end of it. I wouldn't have given a fuck. But I was in love with everybody else. I mean, Arnold really tipped the... When I saw fucking Arnold, you got to imagine a small boy, Kane, loved that guy. And I still love him to this day. I think he makes shitty movies. I still love those shitty movies because he's the fucking best. So I saw that. And and everything, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And and to be clear too, whenever like we hang out with Delaney, she's not in our ear about fucking vegan stuff. She just happened to be like munching on some. She's always eating. So we're like, wait, what is that? And then she'll be like, oh, it's pretend goat cheese. Like, what the fuck? Just eat goat cheese. You want to shit on her.
Yeah.
But now we're at a moment. I'm at a moment where I'm like, you know, and the other thing that happened is we went and did yoga for a while and I got my jaw broken and I was going to say fist fight. It wasn't really a fist fight. Some guy sucker punched me and broke my jaw and it clicks.
Yeah.
Well, we did like a week of yoga. It stopped clicking for a week after that week of yoga.
What?
Like it stopped popping.
Like hot yoga. We did like intense hot yoga for a while.
And it just like, because it builds pressure in my head.
Yeah.
So I have to snap it like you would cracking knuckles. And then that relieves the pressure in my head. Like I have to just like shift my jaw around. And then we did yoga and it's just went away. And then I stopped going to yoga and it came back.
Oh, how weird.
But the thing that hit me was I remembered that while watching the documentary, realizing that you gotta, as much as you gotta do everything to keep your body. I mean, it's all maintenance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So doing the things that, like, I don't want my fucking jaw to pop.
Yeah.
So I should go do yoga. I also don't want to be tired. I don't want to be achy. And I know the older I get, the worse it's going to get.
Right.
And then also rhinos. So
and boners.
And boners. And boners.
Rhinos and boners.
And, you know, decreasing your chances of cancer and heart disease. I mean, the statistics that are in here are insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, absolutely insane. So I came into this documentary already having watched Forks Over Knives and some other like health related ones. So a lot of the nutrition facts and stuff, I was still fascinating, but I had already heard before.
Yeah.
So the stuff that stuck out to me the most was like the Roman gladiator stuff and the caveman stuff and the canine teeth and all those types of things, like actually digging into like old fossils and testing Roman gladiator bones and finding out that they were mostly, you know, on a plant-based diet and all this stuff. And their nicknames are like bean and barley munchers and stuff like that. You're talking about like the first elite athletes, right, of their kind.
Manliest men.
Right. And then you're finding like how some of the research has been, people have been misinformed because the things that we can still find are these like those like bone tools and stuff like that, you know, from a long time ago where people are like, oh, they were obviously like, you know, stabbing a lot of stuff and cutting a lot of things and all that. But you realize, well, that's the stuff that can stay around for a long time and not deteriorate versus all the plants have decayed at this point. Yeah. So there's no evidence. I mean, there's no plants still lying around like, oh, look at their freaking, you know, strawberry field over here. Right.
Yeah.
But then they were able to find like plant fossils and stuff like that. It's basically, oh no, they were heavy plant-based diets, you know? And Camberley liked this documentary too. And he was like, well, of fucking course they were eating mostly plants. That's the easiest shit to get. Like, you know how, if you guys ever watched Naked and Afraid, he's like, you know how fucking hard it is to catch an eel or kill a fucking boar? Of course they were mostly eating plants and grains and fruits and stuff. You probably were only eating that shit once a month when you caught it or something, you know?
That's so true.
But so fascinating, the kind of teeth that we have are meant to eat plants, you know, versus, another
munch
animal.
Munch and break down rather than shred.
Right. We don't have those like sharp, what do they call them? Like scissor teeth as other animals have that are,
right.
You know,
our canines are not that.
Yes. Yeah. And like the vision that we have, we can see, we're like, we try something vision. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but we can see colors because we need to be able to spot fresh fruit and stuff like that to survive, where other animals like see black and white and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like all that stuff was just so fascinating to me. I really liked, I think those were my favorite parts, is like when they digged into like the history and the biology and all of that. I really, God, that really got me hard.
I loved it. Also the part, so, you know, James Wilkes is the guy who created the documentary.
Yeah.
And I think some people will watch this and be like, well, I'm not trying to be an Olympic athlete. So like, what's the point? But I think there's something so profound about like the energy and the stamina too, because we're all, even if you're not an Olympic athlete, you want to not have energy crashes throughout the day.
Yeah.
You want to feel clear headed and like you do have stamina. So James Wilkes talks about how in his gym there's this exercise with ropes where it's almost like picture when people are flaying ropes like double dutch, but it's just going up and down,
right?
That exercise that people do. So I guess the record in the gym was what, 20 minutes?
Yeah,
20 minutes. So there's this wall where if you hit 20 minutes you write your name. The dude, after being plant-based, stood up there and did the ropes for over an hour. Just can you imagine? I mean, just think about that for a second. For an hour straight, working these heavy ropes over and over, no break. And he only stopped after an hour because he was bored.
Yeah.
It wasn't because he couldn't keep
going. He had more shit to do.
He was just like, I'm going to be here all night.
Yeah.
Because I'm not tired.
Yeah.
That to me was pretty incredible.
You know what made it more real to me? Is the fact that everyone was still working out around him. It wasn't this fucking Rocky moment where they like, everyone in the gym is like, 58, 59. Like that made it like, yeah, no, he's at a real gym. And he's just working his ass out because you see the sweat go and gleam over his fucking shirt. Yeah. Starts at the top and then ends. And he's still like, he looked like he just got there.
Yeah.
If he was wearing a different shirt.
Right.
But he was drenched and you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah. I like, I mean, the fact that he included his dad in it because his dad was having, he had a heart attack and, you know, all that stuff. And I think that's where they brought the more like everyday type of thing that you can get out of this is like the reversal of heart disease or preventing heart disease and all that stuff is by showing, you know, the struggles of his own family and like, you know, what's happened in the past and talking about how we are all products of our environment and whatever is the norm around you that you grew up in, like that is ingrained in you for a very long time. And it takes a lot for you to question stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I really, I thought that was interesting how like his son, you know, this guy's journey ended up also helping his family and his dad and stuff like that, you know? So that was cool too.
Yeah. And it also, I mean, it really does not hurt at all to just give it a try.
No.
I mean, if you're at all curious about it.
You can always go back.
If you genuinely are like, none of the things you're saying affect me. Look, I completely understand. I've heard from Delaney and when Kelsey was thinking about going vegan way back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So, I mean, I'm still going to eat chickens and shit, but you know, if you don't want to, whatever, like I'm not going to go on board with this.
Right.
So I also had my own, I had to figure it out for myself.
Yeah. One of my close friends, she's actually going to be officiating our wedding.
Oh my God.
She's very cool. Haley, I don't know. I don't think she'd mind me talking about this. She watched the Game Changers and she was really inspired to try it out. And she tried it out and I will plug the way that we both kind of, did this make towards the end. After 3 weeks, she said her digestive issues that she had been struggling with for 20 years were gone. Not even just got better, completely gone.
Yeah.
Oh my
Done.
Gosh.
Her skin completely cleared up. She said her headaches have decreased by like 75%. She was getting a lot of migraines and stuff. And she's sleeping better and all this stuff. And she's like, I did not plan to like go vegan. I wanted just to see. She's like, but I feel too good to ever go back.
Yeah.
Like I just,
wow.
So sometimes I think you can see the stories, you can hear the stories and all that. But until you kind of experience it yourself, I think that's a whole different level, you know, when it's a personal experience, because you can listen to all the stories, you know, so you're freaking blue in the face, but if you try it, I mean,
good
and
point.
Same thing, my fucking parent, my dad and my stepmom,
oh my God,
went vegan this past year. I mean, they've been vegan, I don't know, since Preacher Lawson was on the show. I don't know how long ago that was. My dad was so not into going vegan. I cannot stress enough how he was just like, look, the typical dad, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the burgers.
Barbecue.
And
yeah.
No interest. I mean, he changed so fucking quickly and he is so passionate about it. It's unreal. But he was like, my cholesterol has gone down. Any medication he's on, he's not on anymore. He sleeps better. He's no longer achy. He has more energy. He wants to work out. He's more, you know, all these things. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it feels too good. How could I ever go back?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stepmom, all of her allergies disappeared. She no longer has allergies now. Mm-hmm. She was like, I didn't even know that was a fucking thing. She was always having like sneeze attacks and all this stuff. Allergies are gone. She's lost weight. She is off of all of her medication. She was on all kinds of different things. I don't know if it's cholesterol or other stuff. She's not on any medication. It's like, you cannot argue with these things. Wow. You can't.
Yeah.
Especially if it happens to you or somebody that you love or somebody that you know. It's just like, yeah, argue against it all you want. I don't give a shit. I know what my experience is and what happened to me, my family.
Yeah.
I'm not on thyroid medication because of it. Yeah. I was going to be on thyroid medication forever and decided, no, let me see how this goes first. Yeah, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but that's what happened for me. You know,
sometimes the human body should be able to heal itself.
Right.
Like, we shouldn't be on all this medication all the time.
Right.
On a constant basis. Yeah. And it's kind of funny how, like, I'll start my mornings and I'll have like something like a vegan wrap or something.
Yeah.
Like Whole Foods has these black bean breakfast burritos with like tofu, eggs.
Yeah.
So I'll eat that, and then I'll have a smoothie.
I didn't know that you were eating that.
I told you. But again, this is also for selfish reasons. I wasn't trying to save the planet.
Right.
I just wanted to lose weight and feel good.
Right.
And like maintain like a healthy weight too as well. So I'm like, you know, vegan morning, vegan lunch.
Yeah.
And then a train wreck nighttime dinner where it's meatballs and all. But I would feel like dog shit by the time I have to go to bed to wake up to do my thing again. So I would feel like shit up until I had my black bean burrito with the tofu egg, then my smoothie, feeling great all day, come home with a pep in my step, and then dinner would come around and I'd be like, what happened to me? I've noticed that I can't maintain throughout the day.
Right.
As soon as I have any kind of meat in my system, that's what I recognize.
Wow.
As soon as I have meat in my system, I'm fucked. I can't do anything.
Dude, I had no idea any of this was going on. Holy shit, man.
When we're at home, we do not text you to tell you the updates.
You guys need to share these updates with me.
I told Delaney on the phone today, and I was saying, hey, what do you think about having Kane on this episode?
Yeah.
I was like, he wants to go vegan. She's like, ooh! She's going to throw the phone.
I texted her in such a, I had such an anger fit. Because I walked to this little French place that has really good coffee and they have baguettes and they have some wonderful meat baguettes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The French. They know how to make a sandwich. And it has like a hard boiled egg in it and turkey and it's just delicious. And then I walked in and I was getting that. And this was the day after Game Changers and I was still fucking, I'm like, you know what? This is my week of meat. And I walk in and I go, okay, hold on. Let me ask. Hey, yo, excuse me, fella. You guys got any vegan sandwiches? He's like, we got three. And I'm like, fuck. I don't want one. I mean, I do want one. And I ate it and it was fucking delicious.
Yeah!
It was so good. And then I texted Delaney and I'm like, you motherfucker. I just asked for a vegan sandwich. I hate your guts. You're in my head.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
What was on it?
It was figs. It was like figs and like this.
Turns out you just ate a fig Newton.
It was a fig Newton, essentially. It was like figs, and then it also had like this almond butter cream cheese spread. Like almond cream cheese spread on it, and then it had lettuce, tomato, onions.
That sounds amazing.
And it was so good, and I was so pissed.
Oh my God.
I ate it in anger.
This is feeding my soul in so many ways. I can't tell you guys. My God. I mean, yeah, I'm surprised, but not really. Like, because if I thought about the most surprising person in my life to go vegan would be my dad, and it happened, I'm like, I am no longer surprised by this stuff anymore. I'm no longer surprised.
Yeah.
I think everybody is motivated by different things too. Cause I know, look, I went vegan for a year when I was 25 and I didn't stick with it. Mm-hmm. And so I've realized that I'm motivated by the animal part more so than I am the nutrition part. Nutrition part, to be honest, I could give a shit. That does not motivate me to stick with it, because that was the motivator the first time around for a whole year. It's like, I'm trying to get abs. I want to feel like all that stuff. I want to be as healthy as I can, which was great. And that's a great reason to do it. But that didn't do it for me. For me, I'm so connected to it on a different level now that I'm like, oh, it's been a piece of cake to do this because of the reason I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people, that reason doesn't work for them. So depending, you got to find out if you really do want to try it, you kind of got to find out why you want to try it first. Are you motivated by the environment, the animals, the health benefits, the sexual performance, the athletic performance, decreasing or preventing disease? Like, what is it? And that's you just do that and you go that way. I mean,
and whatever your choice is, all of that stuff you just said is a byproduct of you making that decision. So if you're not motivated by the environment, well, you're helping the environment anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, oh, if I'm healthier and stuff, that's just a bonus for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if I was only doing it for my health, ooh, you know, I'd be cheating several times.
Well,
I
do know. You would be. I had a sugar daddy the other day and it ripped the fucking half my tooth off.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys like the firefighter part too? Where the guy went into the different the firehouse, and for a week all the firemen ate plant based, and like their cholesterol dropped, and all that program where he's going in. I had no idea that the leading cause of death for firefighters was a heart attack.
Yeah,
I had no freaking clue.
Yeah,
and so that was fascinating to see, like, within 1 week. I mean, one guy's cholesterol dropped in a week from 276 to 169.
In a week?
In a week. Just a full week of doing it.
Yeah.
And also, if a month of going vegan, because I know that's like been a big, you were saying like Veganuary or whatever.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If that's too long, try 3 days.
Absolutely.
Because that might be how I start. Is trying to be
day.
Like, actually. Yeah, exactly.
One meal.
Exactly.
One snack.
Start somewhere.
Something. Yeah.
If you want. Again, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do it. If you want to eat meat the rest of your life, shit, I don't care.
Right.
You know me. Up until like a month ago, I thought I was for sure going to be eating meat forever. And I might. I don't know. But I'm going to try. I'm just going to give it a try to see.
And that's
I'm definitely going to give it a try.
Yeah.
It just made so much sense.
Right.
To want to do it.
Right.
And not feeling like... I'm part of some big agenda.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do it for your own personal reasons, but I mean, Christ, it's never felt more inviting.
Yeah.
It's actually never felt more of like a, like all of a sudden it opens up a community of people who are like, oh yeah, you too. Like
Been easier. There's so many options.
Oh, it's so accessible.
Yeah. I had a friend who was like, here's this cookbook for vegans.
Yeah.
Also, don't trust white vegans because they're just trying to save the planet. But she was white, so I'm like, this is conflicting evidence that you're
giving
me. But
also, what's wrong with trying to save the planet too? You know what I mean? Like,
real.
If that's why you're doing it, good for you.
Yeah.
Right? But it's, no, I think it's just a, I don't know. It's got to be your own personal thing.
So many people felt like they were like, we got them. Because like, I posted that video and all these comments were like, oh shit. Kane's going plant-based? Damn, dog. Here's my thing. And then I get these messages. Hey, you cook this and that, and then you get these ingredients, and then have this with it. Oh, dude, it's so good. And there's this cake place, and you're like, okay. And it was flooded with that shit.
That happened to me, too, because I think people are kind of, like, in hiding until they know. Like, you almost give them permission to be like, hey, me too, or I've been curious about it, because it is not the norm yet. It is still, like... You're probably going to get some shit from friends and family about it. You're going to, it might not be super easy for you to be around that type of stuff. But yeah, if you can not care about that was always the hardest part for me, was just the social aspect of it. Talking to people about it.
And like the fact that it even made the news that the Oscars, the meals catered were vegan.
Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Award or something.
Golden Globes.
Right?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But like that made the news.
Yeah, they're going plant-based.
And you're just like, wow, it's just one of those things where it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But it is that thing where it's like, look, there's bigger aspects to this.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, it is pretty accessible. I mean, yeah, there's the Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, but like, I go to like Vons and Rouse, and they still got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Target, Walmart. I mean, it's pretty much everywhere now. And even if you're not in a place where you can go to that grocery store, you got beans and rice and vegetables and nuts and lentils and stuff. I mean, when you really when you think about it, like the accessibility, it really is there for most people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can still eat In-N-Out fries. I checked.
Oh, good. Dude, that's okay. When I went vegan, I was still munching on Cam's fucking McDonald's fries and shit. Had no idea they had like milk powder and beef in them and all kind of beef flavoring and all this stuff. And I was like, what?
Nothing
shit.
Is safe.
Nothing yeah. is sacred.
In-N-Out fries are vegan. I double checked online. Yeah. The yeah. sauce isn't. Like, you can't get them animal style.
Right.
The spread is not, but...
You want to tell her our plan?
You Follow Your Heart has no, great you, Thousand please. Island, by the way.
Oh. Oh, there we go.
What?
Well, because In-N-Out spread is basically like Thousand Island. Yeah. And so we're going to try and figure out a way to, like, make our own
spread. You don't have spread. To. They got it at freaking Vaughn's. Go to get some Follow Your Heart vegan
Thousand Island
dressing. It's freaking delicious. That's what's so great. There is a vegan version of everything. You don't have to make shit if you don't want to. I feel like yeah. I'm proof of that. Literally everything you can imagine that you love eating now, there is a vegan option. And it's just, I'm telling you guys, people give me way too much credit for being a fucking vegan. I'm telling you, people act me like when they find out, they treat me like, oh my God, good for you. You're such a saint. I'm like, I am literally walking 2 feet to the left to buy a different brand of the thing that I already fucking love eating.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is all I'm doing. Sure, I will take the credit for being a saint if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm telling you, this shit has been so easy.
Wow. Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah. Super good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So would you guys recommend this documentary? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Watch the shit.
It's well
out
done.
Of it.
It's very entertaining.
Super yeah. Entertaining. The other thing that I also like Conor McGregor eating 2 steaks and then getting beat by a vegan.
Oh my God. And I remember watching that fight.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But me too.
And when you're watching it, you're like, Conor, 1 steak, sure. 2 steaks a day. What are you doing, Conor?
Too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to read Taylor's points too that she wanted to bring up since yeah. this was her topic. She basically was like, "Yep, yeah, still like blown away that like all animal or all protein comes from plants." Like she was like, "You know, I've heard it before, but it just makes me feel really dumb that like we don't know that as like you know
right.
a people." And then the fact that. The belief that meat makes you stronger came from one dude's study that was debunked, but then it was too late, is insane.
Yeah.
And that study was like, what was that from the 1800s or something?
Yeah. So much
outdated
misinformation.
Beliefs, 1800s, it was hypothesized that meat makes you stronger or something like that. And the USDA put it like their first, whatever report, they put it in there. And by the time it was proven false, it was too late because people had already bought into it. And it was just...
Yeah.
No, they believe what they yeah. were going to believe.
It was just one of those catchy things.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear something catchy, you're like, oh, did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right.
So fascinating. Oh my God. So true.
Yeah. Check it out if you guys want. It's on Netflix. It's an easy watch.
It's like less than an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Plus they do really cool shots of people breaking world records and,
yeah.
and you start crying when you see that dude fucking, all right, here I go. And he lifts up. That giant fucking weight thing and walks it across that stage.
Dude,
and
insane. Like, yeah, I
he's
noticed,
so strong.
I noticed that like right after we watched it for the couple weeks after that, I think Cam was eating a little bit more vegan than usual and he was like buying more like vegan stuff at home and stuff. I do think the boner study is actually very motivating for a lot of people.
Yeah.
because he has like heard and seen other stuff and I noticed a little bit of a difference and I do think it was just... some
sure.
of that
funny.
I mean, not to brag or nothing, but I've never had a problem plant-based or meat-based.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would notice a difference.
Right.
But
because your boners are just so long and hard and strong, constant, constantly.
Yeah. It's really yeah. It's almost to and I did this joke. I had this like joke in my act, but it's like I can't do anything. I can't dream about anything. And I'll just have a long, like I'll have a dream about playing checkers with Nelson Mandela. And then
yeah.
I wake up and I'm pitching a tent. And I'm like, well, I don't understand.
Well, it was
why.
About Nelson Mandela. I get it.
Yeah. He is.
Who doesn't get
who
hard
doesn't?
For Nelson Mandela? So we're going to get into a few of our usual segments now. We have a
yeah.
great quotable from John C. Maxwell. Leaders must be close enough to relate to others, but far enough ahead to motivate them. I really like that. Mm. I feel like that's super applicable
that
for
is good. Yeah, you
this sort
be
of
relatable.
A movement. Yeah, you can't shame people.
Right.
You got to be able to relate to people, but give people information that they don't know about.
Absolutely. Well, one thing, were you guys motivated by the environmental stuff at all in this documentary
yeah,
when they talked about it? Like the 2,400 liters it takes to like make one burger.
Oh my God,
and
it's crazy.
How like, you know, the livestock, all these things are just like the leading cause of... the planet going under.
Yes.
Yeah, like that was crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm motivated by all of it.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
I mean, at least from where I'm sitting right now, I might become vegan, go, oh, it's so much easier than I thought. But
yeah.
like it's
It's a change, yeah.
It's a change.
People are scared of change, and yeah. it's okay to be afraid of change. Yeah. You know, I totally get it.
So, Delaney, do you have like a good shit or treat yourself or something of that? Oh, wait, we have to do iTunes review.
There you go. Sure.
Spacin'. This ahead. Is from Megan Lee. 523. I found this podcast last year during a time that I really needed it. I can totally relate to the blend of humor and work ethic that all these ladies share, and it makes my Monday mornings more bearable. Super grateful for a podcast like this with solid ladies and fresh perspectives. 5 stars, faux show. Thank you, Megan.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's very
so
nice.
Much.
Thank you for taking the time to do that. As always, take a second, give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It helps a ton.
Yeah. When does this episode come out?
This comes out on Monday, January 20th.
Oh, perfect. So I guess my segment would just be the hot rec thing that we've been doing. I've been using a meal service called Vistro, V-E-E-S-T-R-O. It's fantastic. They deliver pre-made plant-based meals to your home that you just stick in the microwave or the oven, and so freaking good. That is the service that my friend tried when she was going she watched Game Changers, wanted to try it, but was super overwhelmed with like, how do I substitute and what do I cook? And yeah. Oh my God, I realize how really like overwhelming that can be.
Vistro.
And so we actually did Vistro together for the first month. And that's when she was like, holy shit, I feel so good. They have a lot of different options. Like you can do gluten-free weight loss plans or, you know, pick your own meals. But I've been doing that for 3 months. I absolutely love them. So if you're wanting to try this thing, but you have no idea what like the first step would be, that's a really good resource, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Delicious.
I have a couple little good shits. First one is that today, as we're recording this, is mine and Kane's 5-year mark of living in Los Angeles.
Wow. Mm, yeah.
So
5 years.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
We've done it.
We did it.
We can go
so tired.
We can go back to Washington.
Living in LA is like being on a meat diet. I'm
just tired. So drained. So there's that. And then also, I got to do a really cool thing this week. My production crew with All Things Comedy for Wrists of Fury, my foosball show, we flew out to Vegas and we had Brian Regan on Wrists of Fury. And it was just such a cool experience. I'm sure a lot of you guys have listened to our episode of Self Helpless with Brian Regan. He was actually one of the first guests we ever had on. He's just the best. Like, I've looked up to him as a comic for forever. He's been one of my favorite comics forever. And it was just the coolest thing to... I had one of those pinch me moments where I was on my way to the airport and I was like, I'm getting flown to Las Vegas to have on one of my favorite comedians in the world.
Yeah.
On my foosball web series. Like, life is good. It was just a cool moment of, man, I'm so lucky to do what I love for a living. And that episode will probably be out in maybe like a month or so, month and a half. But nice. he was fantastic.
Our episode with him was about OCD.
I talked with him about OCD during the foosball episode.
Sweet. Yeah. So if you guys are interested in hearing about, you know, his OCD and everything, he opened up about that on the episode of Self Helpless, which was fascinating.
Yeah, he was great. You can go, if you want to like be ready when that episode comes out, go subscribe to the All Things Comedy YouTube channel and you can watch all the other episodes. Arissa Fury.
Sweet.
Yeah. How about you, Kane?
It's called Good Shits, or what's the other?
Treat yourself. We got self-careless.
Self-careless.
Yeah. That's
the one. So I had a good shit. So I hate social media and pretty much all of it. Like Instagram is fine and it's the only one I have. But it's funny, like I deleted my Twitter and Facebook and then I got a bunch of messages that were like, dude, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? Like, what'd you say? Like, no, I just don't want it.
Yeah, right.
But so I made a conscious effort to like stop. You know what is a good shit too is I deleted a bunch of really unfunny old Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Kane and I both did it together.
Dude,
it was the worst.
It was for sure. When you go way back to when you first started posting stuff, I was like, oh my God, I am fat and unfunny. Why the fuck am I so unfunny? Like all these clips is just like blurry, shitty pictures of nothing. And then some caption that's like Wednesday. And you're like, why did you do that? Fucking awful. So I like deleted a bunch of that stuff.
Oh my God.
So I was like, and I'm also going to like, I take time away. Like, I lock my phone away and just leave the room. And so that
Kane's
was like
a lot better with it.
Nice.
Than
and I'm in good shape. But then my sister was like, hey, I think, you know, it would be a really good platform to like help promote your art and comedy and everything is TikTok. So I downloaded TikTok.
Cam's addicted to TikTok.
I'm on fucking TikTok all the time. So it's like I gave up one thing and now it's fucking another thing jumped in.
Oh my God, Cam fucking loves TikTok. He watches that before bed and stuff, and then he'll show me things and I'm just like, why are you watching 13-year-olds do weird dances? What is this? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's but the things that it. I like the editing process you can do on it.
Yeah.
And so I try to make funny things and then I post it and I go, you know, you're going to look back at this a year from now in your TikTok history and go, wow, you're fucking unfunny again? How are you so unfunny on TikTok? They give you all of the elements to be funny. So social media in general is just like a fucking self-careless.
Gotcha.
It just it hurts my head and it drains me emotionally to just look at shit.
Yeah, you got to use it like intentionally if you want it to tool or else it can really take over.
I just post and then I bounce.
Yeah.
And if something
post and ghost.
I post and ghost.
Post
I don't,
and ghost.
Post and ghost is a good. Yeah, that's exactly how I use it.
Yeah.
Because I can't. I don't scroll. I don't have. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Because I realize I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm not creating anything. I'm not engaged in anybody's posts, really. I'm like, good for them. I hope everyone else posts and ghosts because it's fucking painful.
Yeah. When I started actually enjoying social media is actually when I started becoming vegan. I did the vegan thing because there's a lot of great resources on like Instagram, especially. Of just like other people doing it and meal services and tips and all that. And because at the time I went vegan, I literally had no vegan friends or family again. So I was like, okay, I'm going into this again, fucking solo again. Mm-hmm. I actually need like, even if it's just digital support or like, you know, friends on the internet, I need something to where I feel like I'm part of a community. And I actually have really great conversations over social media now, but I think it's just more, I'm like more connected in certain ways.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's so annoying.
Well, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kit Kane. Oh my God. You've just given me the greatest gift. And
you know, I don't like doing that shit. I don't like giving you the power of attorney over my own emotions.
Oh my God. I had no idea. Like, I was like, I was excited for you to come on. And then Kelsey told me what was going on. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I'm even more excited. Not gonna
drop
lie.
Drop everything.
But I was like, oh man, Kane's just gonna shit all over this documentary. And I was preparing myself. Mm-hmm. And then Kelsey over here was like, wow.
I'm surprised you dropped that little nugget for her. Like, didn't leave that as a surprise.
I wish I had saved it for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I just was like super excited. Great. Like, he's going to have a lot of good stuff to say about it. So,
yeah. No, I'm glad she told me because I was going to be like, oh God, I got to put my armor on. I got to come in, defend my lifestyle. Yeah. No, this was really
fun.
Yeah,
you thought I was going to come here for the meat eaters and be like, listen, bitch, here's why you should kill it, skin it, and eat it, and wear it.
And wear it.
Oh, you guys, this was fun.
This was fun. This comes out on Monday, January 20th. So I'm headlining Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco this Friday, the 24th. And then the next day, the 25th at 1 p.m., we've got our first self-helpless tour date also at Punchline Comedy Club. KelseyCook.com for both of those tickets. I'm also headlining Tacoma Comedy Club Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th through the 15th. I know some of you have already been reaching out saying you got tickets, which is so exciting. Kane's going to be performing with me.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Nice.
And Kane and I will also be in Skyline Comedy Club coming up soon in Appleton, Wisconsin. We'll be there in March.
Fun.
Just go to KelseyCook.com. Lots of tour dates coming up.
Sweet. And then let's see if this is coming out January 20th. My Thriving Artist course is either out or will be out very, very soon. So check out DelaneyFisher.com. If you are an artist of any kind, if you make some kind of product and you'd like to make some money off of it, whether it's side cash or turn it into a full-time business at some point, I'm revealing all of the steps I took to get there for myself in this course. And my test group got really great results and I'm very excited about it. So check it out.
Nice.
I'm going to plug your podcast. You have multiple podcasts.
I have
now.
Two now.
Wow.
I could barely do one before. Now I'm doing two. I want to shout out Katie Rogers.
Oh, Katie. Yes.
She listens to Self Helpless, and then she came over and started listening to, well, actually, my podcast for nerds who think they know everything.
Yeah.
And she would be constantly emailing. She emailed in for the Grey's Anatomy episode that you were
right.
on.
Right. Yes.
She gave me a bunch of questions, and we coined a new term. So for any self-helpless listeners that come over to my show, you're a helpster nerd.
Aww.
If you listen to both shows. And so
oh,
Katie,
look at that.
Katie's the pioneer of the helpster nerd.
that's
but
cute.
That's a show that comes out every Thursday. It's on iTunes, and I do it with my good friend and co-host, Holly Annabelle Brown. And then I just started a new one with Greg Berendt, who's also been on this show before.
Yeah.
We love Greg Berendt. Yeah. He's just not that into you.
Yes.
He's just
not that into you. That was the episode title for him, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Sex in
Former
the City.
Sex and the City writer.
Yep.
Just incredible.
Yeah, we become good friends. And then he just started life coaching. And it's going very, very well.
Nice.
And we did a workshop and it filled up. A great workshop that we did in Studio City. Well, he did, and then I just helped out when he needed me.
Yeah.
And the workshop was called Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers.
Love it.
Which is the new podcast we do that comes out on Tuesdays.
Cool.
That you can also find on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere.
Sweet. Yeah.
Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers. So listen
Sweet.
To any one of those.
I think Helpsters, cool. I mean, I love, well, actually, but I think Helpsters especially will love Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers. How many episodes do you guys have up now?
We got 10. The one that's coming Sweet. Out... Or it must have just come out. We did like the philosophy of death. We answer Ooh. Questions on, we answer questions of people who need advice about not taking any bullshit from a fucker in their life. And a fucker could be, how Greg and I put it is, a fucker could be anything. It could be family, work, or yourself.
Yeah.
You know, booze, drugs, religion, politics, whatever it is that, I mean, we don't get into like religious and politics, but if like that's your advice question is
right.
like, how to deal with a fucker who won't stop ruining Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, you write into the show. And so.
Sweet.
And then the other show, the Well Actually show is it's a trivia for nerds.
Great.
We give a trivia quiz.
I got to listen to that philosophy of death one for sure.
Yeah. It's really good.
You know,
yeah.
I'm all about that.
Yes. It's a great show.
Sweet.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content and ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at kelseycook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at kelseycookcomedy. Twitter is at kelseycook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrist of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.